I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge, and with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Don Soderlund. And any migration into that area in the past week, Don?
Oh, absolutely, Don. We've absolutely had some birds moving in and moving through already over the weekend and early this week. You know, I saw lots of birds that aren't raised around here. We saw widgeon. We saw lots of divers, ringnecks coming through. I saw quite a few of them, quite a few redheads, lots of green-winged teal. You know, the blue-winged teal are pretty much out of the area except, the, you know, a few scattered ones. But the green wings, especially with our shallow water, are starting to build up in some numbers. We on the refuge itself, we've had our first swan this week, a pair of swans up there, and we've seen some canvasbacks. Like I said, white fronts flying over here and them. So the migration is on, and this cool weather is just great for us.
Don, do you think you north all the way east of Bismarck to Devil's Lake, is that area's been pretty dry even in the last month again, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That whole area has been pretty dry, just like us. You know, they've lost their smaller wetlands, their marginal wetlands. They got their bigger bodies of water still holding some birds. And I've heard a few scattered areas of some rain that filled up some potholes in the Valley City area. But besides that, it's pretty dry up there, just like we are, all the way through Canada, too, in fact.
How was the hunting pressure in the Sand Lake area on the opener?
It was moderate. You know, when we had a lot of water, guys were spread out a lot more, but now that we're shrinking down, we don't have quite as many areas. The hunting pressure has been considerably or noticeably increased, but that's just because we got in less areas. So that's kind of what happened there.
Don Soderlund up at Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge. Thank you. Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, as far as we got some trout stocked up in Watertown on 3rd Avenue Pond, anything in the Brookings area?
Yeah, we just had trout stocked into Dakota Nature Park, the East Pond there. It's the smaller of the two ponds, and so I'm sure people will start fishing that. And then Family Park Pond on the west side of Sioux Falls there just got a nice trout stocking. So so there's some spots to pursue trout down here now.
Duck opener, how do you think it fared? I know between Brookings and Sioux Falls is a big area, but does it sound like there's good duck numbers yet?
You know, we were hunting a little slough southwest of Campbell, and we saw unusually few ducks, and there wasn't a ton of shooting in the area. However, I talked to a couple of conservation officers, and it sounds like it was a mixed deal. There were people in the right place who shot their limit of ducks early, like a typical opener. I heard of quite a few wood ducks being shot, and some teal, and I heard of a few people field hunting too that got into some limits of birds. But I would have to say overall, you know, it seemed like duck numbers in the area were down. The teal had moved out, and it probably was a little slower overall than normal.
Before we talk fishing too much, Dave, it's unusually wet around the Brookings area, isn't it? How far south does that go?
You know, Brookings is the worst of it. There is standing water everywhere. The ditches are full of water, and I think you know, you get further south towards Madison, and you start to see a little bit less water. The Falls area got one big rain event there, but water's less there, and then you get further south yet, though, and the streams were swollen. We were just down between Sioux Falls and Vermilion, and the streams were swollen, and there was water in the fields down there. So it's pretty patchy, but there seems to be a lot of water around the region right now.
Well, between Brookings and Lake Madison, what are a few lakes that have given up some fish?
I did get one report off of Lake Thompson. And it sounds like shore anglers are catching both white bass and walleyes, and it sounds like the white bass at least are pretty fast. So that's one spot a person can try. Lake Campbell has started producing some fish again. We tried it Saturday. Sunday. Seems like the best method is a crappie rig or a slip sinker rig and just fishing a minnow still right on the bottom. But a few fish in that 15 to 17 inch class, a lot of those 11, 12 inch, I think they're saw guys out there. And then you get an occasional bullhead too. The Madison area lakes have been producing a mixed bag, not so much walleye, but white bass, smallmouth bass, some bluegills, crappies occasionally. Shore anglers have been having some success on a mixed bag, both on Brant and Madison. West Highway 81 Lake, too, I think. Haven't heard much of a walleye bite going on yet, but white bass, smallmouth bass, variety of species being caught.
Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Now we head down to Esalen, South Dakota. Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen. And Dan, a meeting coming up on the 11th, and I think maybe a lot of fishermen will be glad to hear that they're going to be able to voice an opinion on that walleye length on Lake Ponset.
Yeah, for the last few years we've been having a lot of conversation back and forth of when we're going to lift that size limit for Lake Ponset. But I think now we're as close as ever. We're going to go to the commission and make a proposal that we lift the size limit. And I think we're going to probably plan to do a January 1 size limit lift. But at this meeting, it's going to be kind of a one last go around with the sportsmen and homeowners around the lake to kind of voice their opinion on what they really want to see. It's definitely obvious that by all the fishermen that I've checked all summer and the rest of the guys on the team have checked, there's no shortage of walleyes out there. We definitely have 3-year classes that are stacked up, and we just can't get them to grow. This is a very obvious incident, just like bitter that we had a few years ago where, we just couldn't get a fish to grow over 15 inches mm-hmm. up there. So it should be a productive meeting. I know we got a few biologists out of Webster coming down. We'll give a presentation, and then it'll be set up a lot like our open house that we have around the region. So we'll kind of give a presentation on what we're planning, and then if we'll break off into little groups, and if people want to discuss what their expectations are at that time, it'd be good.
Okay, so that's October 11th, 6:30 at the Lake Ponset Methodist Retreat Center. Well, Dan, excuse me.
That retreat center, that's the main building, not where the far east end, but that main building when you pull up into the main parking lot, that's the retreat center. Okay. We'll be in the upstairs room of that building there. So,
well, still a lot of fishing pressure on Albert and Ponset?
Yep. Your typical perch fishermen on both lakes. It's an easy, steady 50, 60 boats a day if it's nice weather. I know yesterday I was out there about 1 o'clock on Ponset, and there's a good 50, 60 boats right there at Sorensen's right off of Highway 81. Definitely a lot of people anchored up trying to catch that perch. Albert's kind of the same boat. If the weather's right, guys are out there trying for them. One plus side, and I heard through the grapevine that both lakes are starting to give up some walleyes from shore. So definitely starting to see a lot more fishing pressure up around that Stone Bridge, Hog's Back on Albert, guys pitching jigs, swim baits, whatever they can to get that big walleye to bite. So.
And then one other lake, Clear Lake by Thomas, too, giving up some walleyes on some days.
Yep, and that's very sporadic. It's kind of goofy. A guy can go there and catch a good quantity of fish and go there the next day with the exact same weather pattern and be skunked. But definitely seen some pressure up there. you know, if a guy can get on some fish up there, you're going to have a nice day. I mean, we're not seeing a lot of size come out. Generally, most of the fish are coming in under 15 inches, but definitely a lake that if you want to catch a lot of fish, you can could do that as well. So,
Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Esteline, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Don Fierstead here with some additional outdoor information. There was a record turnout for the annual Buffalo Roundup at Custer State Park. In fact, over 21,000 visitors attended the Buffalo Roundup, and that was a new record. About 250 buffalo will be sold at the park's annual auction, and that occurs Saturday, November 18th. And for those of you that plan ahead to go to the Roundup, it'll be Friday, September 28th in 2018, and Friday, September 27th for the Roundup in 2019. Well, don't forget about the Lake Ponset Minimum Length Limit Informational Meeting. Anyone can attend. It'll be October 11th at 6:30 p.m. at the Lake Ponset Methodist Retreat Center. That's on the south-southwest side of Lake Ponset. And there's a lot of short fish in the lake, and that's why they're going to work and hopefully change it and have no minimum length limit there. Well, down in Arlington, Jacob Christensen, again, and the party and the folks are doing another fall fundraiser in Arlington for the Kingbrook Pro Pheasants, a night of auctions, prizes, guns, good food, and great conversations. It'll be Saturday, October 21st. Happy hour at 6, food at 7, live auction at 8, and a raffle ticket has 7 opportunities to win. And we'll have more information from Jacob on that next week. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks, Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist. And first of all, tell us about how many trout and the size they put in the Third Avenue Pond in Watertown last week.
All right, the trout were test stocked, I believe it was last Tuesday. There were 100 approximately stocked. And those fish are going to run anywhere from probably average around 10 to 11 inches, but you may see some smaller ones and a few bigger ones mixed in with them. Now's the time to be catching those fish. Water temperatures are cooling off. They should be on a bite after, being stocked about a week ago, so they should still be on a bite. And first ice is typically a really good time to catch those trout. Once the ice is thick enough for people to get out there, usually we have pretty good success on catching those trout as well.
It seems like 1,200 trout in there, and the water levels come up a foot or more. The weed mats have kind of disappeared, so that Lions Park on 3rd Avenue in Watertown, good place for adults and kids to go.
Right. Yep, we put those there so that people can take advantage of something we normally don't have around here. So, they're rainbow trout, so take advantage of them.
As far as the duck opener up in Dade County, what did you hear?
I heard it was kind of a mixed bag. Some people did shot just a few ducks. I talked to Austin Orton, our conservation officer. He said it was the most cutters he's seen on an opening morning, but the fewest ducks killed. So some sounds of it, a lot of people were competing for the spots and probably not as many ducks as normally would be killed. And driving around, that's what I'm seeing. You see some sloughs with a lot of ducks and then others don't have a single duck on them. So it's real spotty distribution thus far.
Well, with dry up in Canada and North Dakota, maybe we'll get a good migration.
I sure hope so.
Is it still fishing just a basic 3 opots and bitter and wabe and probably not very heavy pressure with the weather we've had?
Right. Those are the 3 that most people are going to. I'd say opots is probably the busier of the bunch. Again, same thing we've been talking about, seems like for years now. You're going to catch a lot of small fish, sort through a lot to get your fish over 15 inches. Wabe continues to have, a little bit of a walleye bite and not much for perch, as well as bitter. Some walleyes being caught. Sounds like, most people that are fishing are heading south down to
Yeah, you were cutting out a little bit, Brian, but you were talking, I think, Ponset and Albert.
Right.
In the last year, you've tested a couple of years ago a Round Lake over in Dual County and then Fish Lake that had a really good population of, what, 15 to 18-inch walleyes. Are those lakes scheduled to be worked again in the near future?
Those are on a rotation. I believe Round's on a 3-year rotation and Fish would be on a 5-year rotation, so we won't be get back in those for a while. But there's, yeah, those are a couple lakes that, you know, decent numbers of walleyes in them. I would hopefully people can get take advantage of them because they're both real. Hopefully people can catch some fish out of them before we do have a significant winter kill on either one of those.
Dr. Brian Blackwell of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we travel out to the Whitlock Bay area. Pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, this time of the year, the salmon run, how's it going in your area from Whitlocks to Sutton Bay?
Well, you know, I just got back on Monday, but in conversation with a bunch of guys that fish a lot. Beaver Gulch down below South Whitlock and all, some people that's been catching salmon down there, and then over in Whitlock Bay, Cheyenne Creek, getting some back in there, and then also down at Sutton Bay, guys going down there and catching some. So it's definitely time. You know, it's kind of a crazy deal. You can be there all day and not catch one, and somebody can come down and three casts right beside you and get one on their third cast. So no rhyme or reason to it, but the salmon are definitely running, and if, you know, some people are picking some up.
Did you see a lot of waterfall on your way back from Lake Tobin up in Canada after the tournament?
You know, not so much. There's still quite a ways up, probably 3 hours south of Nipawin. Nothing even close to the North Dakota border yet. So they were still quite a ways up north yet, where the biggest concentrations were around, right around Yorktown and that area, right up and through there.
What were some of the bigger fish caught by fishermen in that tournament?
You know, it wasn't a lot of really big fish caught. I know in years past when we fished it, there'd be like a 15 or a 16 pounder for big fish. This year, I believe it was like a 12.6. And just not a lot of big fish caught. Still pretty warm up there. The majority of the fish were still out into the lake and hadn't entered up into the river yet. In fact, the winners actually won the tournament out into the lake. And there was some fish caught in the river, but just not very good. If you got lucky enough to get on those big fish, you know, it only takes a couple each day and you're going to place, you know, real high. We never got any big fish the whole week. Our first fish was an 8-pounder in practice, and then after that it was just kind of downhill from there. So you just had to get lucky and get those big fish.
Talk about walleyes. How about below the dam at Pier or up in the Whitlock Bay area? Where's the bite?
You know, below Pier, I think it slowed up a little bit. I don't think they're doing quite as good as what they were doing there. And then up above, up here, we're picking off a few walleyes. It's still pretty slow up here, but the smallmouth bass are on fire. I mean, we're catching lots of them, about as many as you want to get. So the bass bite is good. The walleye is kind of spotty, so-so. I was out the other day, and we caught a few, but, you know, nothing to brag about.
Chuck Krause, a pro guide out of the Whitlock Bay area. Thank you. Well, now we head up to the Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks offices. Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker. And Bryce, the duck waterfall opener, mostly compliance with the large percentage of hunters out there?
Yeah, we had a really good duck opener. The weather was pretty good for duck opener. We had a lot of wind and a little bit of rain that the hunters had to deal with, but they were able to harvest quite a few ducks. Looks like we had a really good gadwall and widgeon migration already into the Coddington County area. A lot of sheet water in places that we haven't had water all summer. Gives the ducks a lot of new options. As far as compliance goes, things were really consistent to what we always see. Almost all the hunters were compliant. Had a few issues with hunters not having the correct license. So make sure you know what you need when you go to the convenience store to purchase your license. You need to have a small game license or a combination. And then if you're over 16-year-old, you will need the federal duck stamp. And then on top of that, everybody needs the migratory bird certification.
And they have to sign their duck stamp on their license.
Yeah, that's one thing that we have to remind a lot of people of, especially early season. Make sure that your signature is on that duck stamp.
Well, as far as fishing, Friday was probably a day to get out. I happened to be on Goose Lake and only saw four or five boats there, but from Clark to Hamlin to Coddington, when they can get out, is the fishing still pretty good in a few lakes?
It really is, yeah. Hamlin County has been a big draw. Albert, Ponset, Clear Lake by Thomas, all those areas have been giving up good numbers of fish. Some decent walleye, really good numbers of perch coming out of those bodies of water. Clear Lake is one of those lakes that we see every 2 or 3 years pop up and have a 10 to 14 day really good bite on it, and we're definitely in the middle of that right now. So we never know how long it's going to last. It's certainly probably not going to last all year, but we are going to get a few good days of fishing out of that lake right now. Like you said, Goose Lake kind of tapered off a little bit. Still a nice place to go and catch some walleye, but nobody's been able to consistently find perch anywhere other than Albert and Ponset lately.
Even over late spring to last week, when you do work Lake Compesca, have you seen anybody this year with their limit of walleyes that you could recall?
No. About everybody you talk to out there, if they're keeping anything, it's kind of a mixed bag of panfish as far as keeper walleye. And we didn't test net any out there either, but there has been some big over 20-inch walleye being caught around Lunkers this week. That's actually been a pretty busy spot. I'm glad you brought that up. But as far as eater walleye go, in the 13 to 17-inch range, there just isn't any. There's a real void there in Lake Compesca this year. But there has been a lot of reports of 9 to 11 inches, and with any luck, those will grow into that eater range so we can get that age class back in there.
Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer out of the Watertown office. Thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.